If I couldn't do nothing but just, if I couldn't say a word, I'd just wave my hand. That's a blessing to be able to wave your hand. We honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to all the preachers of the Gospels, to all the office of deacons, to the trustees, to this great choir, to the musicians, to all of our members of the Rita River Mission Area Baptist Church, and to all of you that is tuning in with us this morning, joining us in our worship. We welcome you and we are grateful for you this morning in Jesus' name. I want to talk to you just for a little while from Matthew chapter 16. And I'm going to begin reading that 18th verse. Matthew 16, I began reading the 18th verse. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'm going to talk from a subject. Are you in the church, or is the church in you? You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. God has smiled on me. He has said me free. Somebody may know what I'm talking about. God has smiled on me. He'd been good to me. Why can't I get you to help me say that? God has. Everybody out there, come on.
Smile on me. He has set me free.
Can I get a witness? To you, and all to me, Can I get a witness? God has. Yes, he has. As we look at Matthew 16, and that 18 verse I read in your hearing early upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Question is, today, are you in the church? Or is the church in you? The question is asked because many of us are confused with the church itself that Christ established and the church house that we attend. Peter and them were with Jesus. When they was walking with him, the Pharisees, the Sadducees were trying to tempt him, saying unto him, Lord, that we would see a sign. This in the early part of the text. And Jesus stated to them that there will be no sign given except for the sign that was given unto Jonah. And they didn't understand, but they wanted to a sign of the time. They wanted to know when Christ was coming back. They wanted to know when the end of the world is going to be. And they wanted some sign. Jesus said, only a wicked and a adulterous generation seeketh signs. Brothers and sisters, there will be no sign except the sign that was given unto Jonah. He went on to talk about the loaves, the leavened bread. They did not understand that. And because of the Pharisees and the Sadducees were so twisted minded that they had everybody else messed up. That's why Jesus always said, beware of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But they thought that they were the best. They thought that they was on the front line. They thought that they had it all going right in their direction. I tell you today, the reason why folks are so confused in our time, the day that which we live, we don't tell the truth. Our problem is in our churches that we serve in, we don't tell the truth. Jesus tells his disciples, if ye continue in my word, and my word is in you, you shall be my disciple, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We are so confused today. A lot of us call ourselves in church and really don't know what church is all about. We are in a church house, but we are not in the church. I know that's strong this morning, but it's right. And so Jesus stated here, when he came out of the courts of Caesarea of Philippi, he asked his disciple, whom do men say that I'm the Son of Man am? They were like us. I can see us in them, guessing our way through life, guessing our way in the church, guessing our way of serving, guessing our way of living. And so therefore, he asked them that question, and some said, I believe that thou, John the Baptist. No, that's not the answer. Some say Elijah. When they couldn't figure it out, they just said, well, maybe one other prophet. And that's how we live today. We don't really know. If we know, we will act better. If we know, we'll do better. If we know, we'll serve better. If we know, we'll get along better with each other. But they didn't know. And so therefore, Jesus looked over at the disciples, those that been following him, that had experience, watching him perform miracles, following him when they saw him raise the dead. They see him cast out devils. They saw him giving sight to the blind. They even saw him turning water into wine. They even experienced him taking two fish and five loaves and feeding 5,000. They saw him. And Jesus said, well, who do you say that I am? And they were sitting there folding their hands. And Peter cried out and said, I say that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, well, Peter, thy son of Bar Jonah, flesh and blood, then not reveal this unto thee, but my Father in heaven. Other words, you didn't answer this being carnal. The Spirit got into you. By the help of my Father, you were able to speak out the right answer. That tells me today, if you're going to be an effective servant, you got to have the Holy Ghost. And so therefore here, Jesus said, Peter, thou art Peter. Upon this rock. Notice he said, this rock. The reason why he said this rock, because the name Peter means rock. But I've not been upon Peter, upon this rock. I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Do I have any witnesses in here? Well, we look at it, brothers and sisters, when he said, I build my church. He wasn't talking about a mortar and bricks. He wasn't talking about stained glass and carpet. You don't hear what I'm saying. He was talking about the church being established in the hearts of man. So therefore, you have the church within you when you have Christ in you. Do I have a witness in here? I heard, brothers and sisters, he said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let me take you down the past road, if you don't mind. Because a lot of us don't realize that to some of us, the gates of hell prevail. When I say that, it means when we let folk run out of of the house of God, when we allow folk to move us out of our position, when we quit because things ain't going right, the gates of hell had them prevail against you. But whenever, brothers and sisters, you are in the church and the church is in you, no matter what folk try to do to you, you're going to stay in your rightful place. I wish I had a witness in here. I've seen members. This is going to sting a little bit. I see members leave the church because somebody made them mad. They'll go and join another church. And when they get there and find out they got a problem over there, they'll leave there and they'll join another church. And when it all boils down, they just be classified as church hoppers. I know you don't want to hear that. And that means hopping from one church to another one. And so I'll tell you today, whenever you enter into the church, when the church is in you, you don't have to run around looking for no other place. You can stay right where God sent you. So here I seen ushers leave the usher ministry because somebody made them mad. I seen deacon walk off the deacon ministry because things not going right. I seen choir members leave the choir because they're not satisfied with the way they sing. I even seen pastor leave the pulpit and leave the church because the church done made them mad. But I'm here to tell you this morning, whenever that you are in the church and the church is in you, ain't no hell can run you away. The gates of hell shall not prevail against thee. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't moving for nobody. If God sent you there, you stay there. Do I have a witness in here? If God placed you in a position, you stay there. Ain't no gates of hell can come against you. If the church is in you, then Jesus said, I'm going to give you some keys to the kingdom of heaven. There's two set of keys, known as one gold and other silver, which represent power and authority to bind and to loose in heaven. Second set of keys is a temporary authority that is given to you that you can bind and loose on earth. Do I have a witness in here? What the people of God don't realize that when you are in the church, when the church is in you, God's people got power. You have an authority. You don't have to take the devil's foolishness. You don't have to lay down and let him beat all over you. You got power to bind him in the name of Jesus. You can bind that situation. You can bind that evil one. You can bind that mess that is going on. You can bind those that are coming against you. You can bind it in Jesus' name. A lot of folks don't realize that. The power that people of God have. Jesus said unto them, I'm going to do this. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Then I heard my brothers and sisters, Jesus said unto them as he charged them, his disciples, that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth, Jesus to show unto his disciples that he must go into Jerusalem. Suffer many things the scribe and Pharisee, and even be killed. And on the third day, he's going to rise again. And I heard Peter say, bid these things far from thee, for this shall not be. Other words, Peter was rebuking Jesus. But Jesus knew the difference between Peter and Satan. I want to tell you today, brothers and sisters, even your best friend can rise up against you sometime. Sometime your spouse can rise up against you. It doesn't mean it is them naturally. But you got to know and distinguish between them and the devil. You know, we are fast about calling one another the devil. Oh, somebody said something wrong. The first thing you said, you ain't nothing but the devil. But I stopped to tell you, Jesus did that in a more perfectional way. He said, Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. For thou servest not the thing that be of God, but those things that be of man. And Jesus tell Peter, if any man shall come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Well, every man in the end, you got to draw a line between you and somebody else. Every now and then, you got to draw a line between you and those associates. Do I have a witness? Because every now and then, they will step farther in the wrong way. You got to know that it's Satan try to bring conception between you and them. I heard Jesus said, I'm not worried, Peter. Yeah, Lord, you serve those things that be a man. Yeah, Lord, but if you're going to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Whosoever will save his life, he shall lose it, y'all. Yes, he will. If he loses life for my sake, he shall find it. What profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? What will he give for that change of his soul? Well, I'm leaving with you, really, Reverend. I trade a lifetime for just one day. Yeah. Oh, one day in paradise. Yeah. I heard Jesus said, when I come again, there'll be some standing, won't even taste of death until they see me coming. Yeah, Lord, in my kingdom. But I stop to tell you, he's coming back. Do you know that, y'all? He's coming back one day. I don't know when, I don't know where, but I know one day, he's coming here. Get your ark, trim your lamp, start at the burning. He's coming here. Maybe morning, night or noon. Oh, he's coming. He's coming. Oh, he's coming. Oh, he's coming. Get ready. Get ready. I said, get ready. He's coming back. And when he returns, he's going to wrap up his church. And I don't know about you, but I want to be first in that first resurrection. Do I have a witness? Are you preparing yourself? Get ready, church. I know it's hard down here. I know you've been through some stuff. I know you've been misled. I know you've been deceived. But you got to get your house in order and be ready when Jesus comes. He's coming like a thief in the night. He's coming. He's coming. Oh, he's coming. Can I get a witness in here? Oh, he's coming. Oh, he's coming. Oh, he's coming. Hallelujah. I better quit. But I tell you, Rita River, there's been some tough time. We're living in some tough days. We're living in the last day. Get ready. Make sure your house in order. You're not responsible for nobody else. You got to get your own self. People worried about everybody else. Better make sure your house is in order. And when God comes, he's not going to ask you about so-and-so. He's going to judge you according to your works. And if you've done well, he's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Those are the churches open. Extend your invitation to come. Want to first give you an invitation to join the church of Jesus, established in the hearts of man. And that is, the Apostle Paul writes, if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Lord, forgive me of my sin, and cleanse me and make me holy. And God will come in and Jesus will save you. Will you do that today? Join the church. And then we want to extend you an invitation to Rita River Missionary Baptist Church. Join in our fellowship. We want you to become a part here. If you feel led, if you feel watching this by screen, if you feel like you should be here. I know this is a pandemic of time and we're still doing it socially, but I want you to know that you can call the church screen and tell the secretary that when they answer, I want to be a part of the Rita River Missionary Baptist Church. And they will help you. They will help you. And they will help you. We'll be glad to have you. This is a great church, a growing church, a church with great potential, talent, gift, educational. Whatever you need is in the river. Come and join. We'll be glad to have you. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Can I just say it one time? Is it all right? Road is gonna be easy, Lord, I don't.